change it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it.
I always forget, is this one of those songs like the national anthem that you can't talk over? It's like
no,
illegal.
You can talk over
that song?
What is this? Elif is sitting in today for Kevin. What is this song?
This is Technologic by Daft Punk.
Yeah, oh. Wendy, you didn't know that?
Oh, like you did. It sounds like the Chipmunks.
I thought it was the Mills Brothers. I couldn't have been more wrong in my guess. It's Phil Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, along with Lourdes Duarte, who we've always wanted to meet, and now here, and you're even better in real life than you are on the TV.
Oh my gosh, I'm coming back.
That's it. Even better in real life.
How are you guys?
Excellent.
It's so nice to be here and finally meet you. I've never met you in person.
It's a thrill, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is exciting. You are muy caliente.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh.
Okay, thank you. Gracias.
Oh.
Yes, that sexy little soap opera thing you did was very, very good.
Do you know that that's the one thing that people ask me the most about?
I'm sure.
I've done a ton of stories, and the one thing that people always bring up is a telenovela.
Noticias
de mi corazón. We are putting together another one, by the way.
Oh, I hope so.
It should be coming, I think, in a couple weeks.
This is Jeff Hoover's brainchild, is it?
Actually, Dan Ponce came up with
really?
It.
Oh, really?
Between the two of them, we were thinking there's something we want to do. We're not really quite sure what. And then between the two of them, they came up with the telenovela. And I just, you know, I go along with it.
Do you know what's funny is it's called Noticias. For people who haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. It's hysterically funny.
It's a
Spanish soap opera. Noticias means news. So there's a truck that goes around town, at least one, that says Noticias on it because it is...
The Univision truck,
it's Univision.
Probably. Yeah.
And every time I see it, I think to myself, wow, how is that happening?
Lourdes got her own truck now.
Yeah, she has a truck.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with
good
it.
For you.
So it's Noticias de mi corazón. It's news of the heart.
Oh.
Ponce came up with that name.
See how that works?
You had some
great cameos in the first one.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have some other ones in the second
good.
One. It's fun. You know, it's silly goofiness.
Yeah.
And initially when we talked about doing this, I thought, oh boy, this is either going to bomb and we're going to get fired and we're
I think you guys could do anything and you won't get fired over there.
And that's going to be it. Or people are really going to like it and laugh. And
it's so funny.
That's what it's... Nobody's really taking it that seriously.
Now, may I ask you, because I'm sure you worry a little bit about credibility when you do something that fun. You go, oh, but now can I deliver hard news? Mm-hmm. Will people think of me as a news journalist?
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
I don't know how you couldn't be. But now, when you look at what's happened with the Brian Williams story over the last week or two, you're in the business. So I'm guessing you have a little more insight as to what that's like, don't you?
And you know what? We're really lucky at WGN. You guys know that with our morning show. We can be complete goofballs and be so silly.
The fact that they put Hoover on the air even just blows me away. And God love Jeff Hoover. I love him. But, I mean, you guys can have fun, be crazy. And when real news breaks, I mean, really, you guys can put on the news hat.
Yeah, and not everybody has that luxury. You know, I couldn't work anywhere else in town or really, I feel like, really anywhere else in the country where we could do that and still have that credibility and still be able, you know, I turn stories a lot of times for our 9 p.m. newscast, investigative stories or cover stories.
Yeah.
And people seem to be okay with it. It's worked so far. We'll see how long that goes. But we haven't had a problem, which is good.
I marvel at the long days that you put in and several other staffers put in because I do. I see you on the early, early morning news and then you're doing reports for the night news. Is there any sleep at all for you?
Never sleep.
I'm kidding.
You know, it's the nature of the beast. Like today, I'll have a really long day, but then tomorrow I'll probably leave a little bit earlier, it balances out.
Right.
But that's like with any job, right?
Sometimes you're not working longer.
Not you. You guys come in for 2 hours and you're done.
We're lazy.
Yeah, and the show's 3 hours, so figure that out.
Lourdes, I know you recently married Demetrius Ivory. Is everything going well there?
That's the other redhead.
I don't know. I know everybody takes turns marrying Demetrius. I thought this was your turn.
It's funny because everybody thinks we're all married to each other, so they'll think I'm married to Dan Ponce and somebody else is married. No, other than Demetrius and Aaron.
The rest of us are not
married to each other.
All right.
That's it.
And when you mentioned WGN TV News, where you guys can have fun and put on the journalistic hat after that, that's a testament to your skills as well, where you're able to turn the corner and change your personality depending on what the situation is.
Yeah, because nobody's serious all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
None of us are 100% serious all the time. We like to have fun. And I think people have now know us as being sort of these quirky guys who then can deliver news and tell you the news stories and do an interview. So they're used to it, and so are we. And if they like it, we're willing to continue doing it.
And I don't think the problem with Brian Williams was that he was personalizing it. It's just the fact that he lied. That's the big issue.
Right.
Because we kind of like to see a personality side of the person on TV. I'm sorry, you know, I sometimes watch or listen to a radio show to hear them mess up because then I want to hear how they get back on track because it shows they're human.
Yeah, and it's a fine line. And now with social media, we talk about it all the time and Facebook and the Twitters. You know, something like that happens and people are going to find out about it. And you have to be very careful. And it's unfortunate that that happened to him. But, you know, number one rule of journalism is you don't lie. Right?
Yeah.
Right. You don't make stuff up.
Right.
So
what do you think will happen there? They've suspended him for 6 months. What do you think happens at the end of the 6 months?
Oh, gosh, I have no. I don't even think they know.
No,
to
probably
be honest
not.
With you. I think that they're going to test the waters and see how this goes with Mr. Holt and kind of see how the public reacts. They might bring him back. They may not. I honestly think that at this point they are trying to figure out what comes next, just like all of us.
Right.
Can he leave? I mean, he's under contract with them,
I'm
sure.
And that might be another option. He might decide to just walk away from the job.
And do the Daily
Nobody's
Show,
really
as it's been
that.
Rumored.
Boy, that started out as what I think was a joke, and now more and more people go, no, that's a great move if they put Brian Williams in as the new host to replace Jon Stewart. I wonder.
Gosh,
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's
don't
a
know
tough sell, isn't it?
I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea how that would go.
Yeah.
I don't know if people would accept it.
Hmm. Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. That is a good question. He probably does need to stay under a rock for a while.
Do that? I don't.
We're talking to Lourdes Duarte, co-anchor of WGN Morning News from 4 to 6 a.m. You mentioned social media, and there's a story that Marcus Leshock is working on involving some social media.
Yeah, so today I'm here promoting other people's stories.
Why?
Good for you.
You're so nice.
No, you know what? Leshock, Marcus Leshock, who works with us on the morning news from 4 to 6 and for the remainder of the shows, he's got this story called Digital Death. And so the idea behind it is that after you pass away, what happens to all your digital media? So your Facebook, your Twitter, your email, does that get locked down? Does it get shut off? Is somebody designated then to take over your page? And so his story talks about what Facebook is doing now. Starting on Thursday, you can actually designate someone to manage your account after you die. So they call it a legacy contact. So you could maybe assign your sister to go through all of your pictures on Facebook and save them if they want, or any of your posts, or maybe post things about your funeral that might be coming up, or
that's
you know,
so
whatever
sad.
It may be. Because if you think about it, look, I know for me, Facebook serves almost like a diary because you save all of your pictures on there, and that's how you remember what your year has been like.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and do you go through this? I've had, how long has Facebook been around? 4 years, 5 years, something like that it's been popular? I've had friends die in the interim, and I can't delete them. I feel like that's a last link with those people, and it's rude to
I still have contacts
them.
On my phone of people who
have
passed away, and I can't even, I'm sure their phone doesn't work anymore, but I can't take it off my phone.
It's a really good question, too, and I think one of the things that Marcus's story will touch on is that this should be part of your will as well. That it sounds funny and ridiculous, but you know, you think of just Facebook, but we also have our email accounts. Heck, I've got a Dropbox account, a Hightail account, a Reddit, Pinterest, a number of different things that all have passwords. My bank account that I've got passwords on that to pay my bills, right? So somebody's got to be in charge of all of these things once you pass away.
You know what you've just told me or taught me? I can't die.
No, don't
Because
die.
I have piles of stuff somewhere.
Too much stuff.
I have,
please don't.
Everything is messed up in my online accounts. My husband wouldn't even know where to begin.
What to do?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
how do you do?
You've had this happen where you'll get some sort of a notice from somebody who has died. I've, like I said, my Facebook friends.
And sometimes that's a little creepy.
It's always creepy.
Yeah.
Every time it happens, it's creepy.
Very, very.
I don't like it.
Will you
well,
take
then
care
maybe
of my...
you won't have to deal with it anymore.
Bill, I'll make you the person
executor?
In charge. Yeah.
All right.
You'll leave all the bad pictures of me up in remembrance.
I will do that.
Don't.
You will be the legacy contact. That is the title.
Now,
by
what
the way.
Goes on with that with the legacy contact? So they're given a password or something? What are they given to keep it alive, I guess, for lack
I would
of a
imagine
word.
That is something that Marcus will touch on during his story on, what did I say, Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's someone that you even designate on your page, and it might say on your page, this individual is your legacy contact. Maybe go to them if something were to happen.
Yeah.
And they then are given some sort of allowance to
emergency
get on the page.
Password,
yeah,
or
emergency
something.
Passwords.
I bet in the time of my death.
Didn't they have for a while, or maybe still do, there was something called Dead Facebook or something along those lines where people who had died, they moved that to another file?
Hmm.
Am I imagining that? I think they had that for a bit.
I'm not 100% on it. They might have. You might know more than me.
I love
that
the name
is
Digital
not
Death.
Possible.
No, digital Death.
Digital Death sounds like, boy, I'm not going to miss that. I want to see Digital Death. All right. Thank you, Lourdes.
So that's coming up at 9 o'clock on Thursday.
More to discuss with you, Lourdes Duarte, co-anchor of the WGN Morning News from 4 to 6 a.m. Watch it right there on your TV. We'll pick this up in a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We are live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, and we have Lourdes Duarte in here from WGN TV Morning News from 4 to 6 a.m. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
I just convinced Lourdes to be my executor for my Facebook page, so look for
your
some
legacy. Videos.
I am your legacy contact.
My legacy contact. Yep. So look out for that when I die.
I'm going to post all sorts of crazy things.
That's fine.
Wait till you see it.
No. Right now it's just pictures of Aquaman, so I don't know if it'll be any weirder after I die. Let's talk about another story that you didn't do the reporting on this, but this is coming up for the WGN News, and that's what goes on with
Correct.
The drones.
Correct. I mean, I basically steal people's stories
Fine.
Over at WGN.
That's all right.
And then I take credit for them. No. Oh. Today we're going to promote some of the other stories that my coworkers are working on, and one of them, Sapelsa's actually working on this for Wednesday night, and it's on drones. Everybody has heard of these, and they've become a lot of controversy surrounding them. And just this weekend, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, released some new rules, some proposals, and it limits, it says that a drone has to remain within eyesight if you've got it out. You've got to be 17 years or older to maneuver one. You've got to have a license, can't go over 100 miles per hour. So they're thinking that all these rules and regulations, although they're a proposal right now, within the next 2 years, they will work on them, they will fix them, they will get them going the way that they'd like. So that'll take about 2 years. In the meantime, there's been a lot of controversy about some of these, a lot of people use these drones as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have a neighbor who's flying one around, and
mm-hmm.
that's been
looking
the major
in your
issue.
Window.
Looking in your window, looking in your car.
Peeping drones, I believe they're called.
Uh-huh. And so some people have said, there have been a lot of near misses with airplanes that have said that they've been in the path of one of these
wow.
drones.
They can
they
get
want,
up that high?
I don't know if these, the commercial ones, I think maybe perhaps can. I don't know if the ones that people are using at home might be able to, but it's a good question. And, how do you regulate them?
Can
so
I recommend a name
that,
for the piece? I have a name
what
for the
is
piece.
It? Oh, boy.
Keeping Up with the Joneses. Could you do that for me?
Let me send a note to Sapelsa.
Just think,
right.
think
Mark Sapelsa will use that.
If he wants
know.
To use it, that's my gift to him. That's my Valentine's gift to Mark Sapelsa.
But you've also seen the story about Amazon that wants to use these drones to deliver
right.
packages. So how does that interfere with what they want to do commercially? If
yeah.
there are these rules and regulations, if you have to be watching a drone, it has to be within eyesight.
Right.
Amazon can't really do what they want to do then.
I haven't heard about this. What
you
a great
oh,
yeah.
idea.
It is a
I'd
good
be standing
idea.
Out in my yard every day. Where yeah. is it? Come on, drop it.
They've been talking about it. Deliver packages using drones, and it would just come right to your doorstep.
Oh, I love
drop
it.
Drop it off, and that would be it. And it's. I think they were saying, what's the number I wrote in here? They're estimating that to be a $10 million industry
wow.
a year if it does
really?
Go through, and they can do that. And
they won't
Google,
be able to do it.
Google, I guess, is
it.
Looking at doing something similar.
You're right. No one's there to supervise it.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Well, it's one of those industries, much like the internet, that there weren't any laws because it just didn't exist. And now all of a sudden you have to govern it somehow.
And who would have really thought about that? Just think like 10
no
years
way.
Ago, did any of us think drones are going to come and fly and deliver my packages?
No.
There's no way anybody
no.
would have thought of that. So yeah, they definitely need to come up with something. And I think this is a good start as a outline how this needs to work, because you definitely don't want to stand in the way of progress
mm-hmm.
and commercializing some of this and making sure that you can do cool stuff like deliver packages, but you want people to have, you don't want their privacy to
compromised
to
at
be
all.
Compromised at all. So.
On the morning show today, they were talking about, like, just from a real estate aspect, that you could show off a property so much better if you had drone capabilities to just do a flyover and show you what the land survey looks like and the house from all angles. There's so many little applications like that
you can do.
Are good.
All the little boys out there, too, that want to throw rocks at their girlfriend's window right? late at night to wake them up, just get a drone to go
so
up there and crash through the window.
Why wouldn't you? That's so much better.
Deliver notes, whatever.
Yeah.
It's so funny because, like we said, you didn't think about this a short time ago, but now a day doesn't go by that you don't hear something pro or con about them in the news. So, Wow.
We'll
what
see.
Are you? You've told us what everyone on staff is working on currently except yourself.
Oh,
are you allowed
boy.
To say it all or can you not say?
So, okay, let me see how much I can get out. So I'm doing a shoot today on a story that's coming up, I think, in a couple of weeks.
But only and say what you're comfortable with, because you know how Channel 7, they'll hear you and they'll go, well,
they're going to try to steal my story. That's
story.
What happens over
yes.
there. No,
Jori Luloff kidding. Would be on
Jori
it
Luloff
in a second.
Would try to steal it. Yeah, she would.
So just to give you an idea, it's a local utility where there's a gentleman who is complaining that he has overpaid by about $10,000 over the course of 11 years.
Yeah.
Some sort of glitch, some sort of mistake where he was receiving an inaccurate bill for about 10 years.
And was paying it.
He had no idea. He thought this really was his bill. So he paid the bill. Come to find out there was a mistake. And here he is trying to collect now 10, 11 years later. How is he going to do that? How simple or how easy can it be to do that? It's not always easy. So that's part of our story. So I'm going to meet with him this afternoon.
That's a great story. Back off, Luloff. The story's taken. I don't want her stealing
this
your story.
This is a
get out
story.
Of my way.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll be back for that once that gets
excellent.
Put together.
Excellent.
We can talk about it.
Great to finally meet you. Wendy and I watching
you
on TV for a long time. You're even better in person. So that's Lourdes Duarte, co-anchor of the WGN Morning News from 4 to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday.
De mi corazón.
That's what I meant to say. Thank you. You say it so
get
much
it
better
right.
than
get
I
get it
do.
Right. Yeah.
More after
guys,
this.
Guys, thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome
you,
so much. More after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.